Today we're going to talk about how we should respond when a believer in our church moves to another church. What we're going to discuss today is primarily for the leaders or pastors of the church, but I believe this discussion is equally profitable for any believer of any church. It is very common for people, believers, to move from one church to another church. When that happens, what are we, the leaders of the church or pastors of the church, supposed to do? What are the actions we can take or how we should respond from a scriptural point of view? Most often, pastors or leaders in churches villainize those who leave their church. In some places, church leaders speak against such believers. Some curse them privately and publicly. Is it wrong to leave a church and move to another church? Or do you sin as a believer, as a follower of Jesus? Do you sin by moving to another church? Does the Bible teach us how to deal with people who moved from your church to another church? Let's find out. We need to remember that in the first century, there was only one church. The name of that church was the Church of Jesus, or the Church of God, or the Church of God in Christ Jesus. These are the only three names we see in the New Testament. I don't know if Holy Spirit ever referred to his church in any other or with any other different names. Towards the end of the first century, some leaders had begun to assert their authority over the local congregations as if they owned those churches. Interestingly and quite surprisingly, the great apostle John, the last surviving apostle of the first century, one of the apostles chosen by the Lord himself, referred to as the original apostles, had to deal with it. And he wrote about it in his third epistle. A local leader or pastor by the name Diotrephes, who liked to put himself first, would not welcome the Apostle John or recognize his authority. Apostle John, as I said, the last surviving apostle of that century, was not permitted to come to that local church. This was happening because of the demonic influence over this particular leader. Apostle Lloyd Phillips has studied this and has written extensively on this subject. You can read this article in his website, flintknot.org. When the scriptures do not have direct instructions on what to do when someone leaves the church, or when we do not have records of someone moving from one church to another in the Bible, you need to consider what God says about his church. As leaders of the church, we need to study and understand what Jesus, the Lord, thinks about his church. So let's talk about some of the basic facts about the church of Jesus Christ. Church is the body of Christ. It is being prepared to be his bride. Christ is the head of the church. He died for the sins of every person in the church. And when I say every person in the church, I mean every born-again Christian in the church. We are shepherds. We, the leaders or pastors, as we are known today, are shepherds appointed by the great shepherd to oversee the church. And you can read about that in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. We do not own the sheep. That is the people of the church. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 3, we are told, don't lord it over the people assigned to your care, but lead them by your own good example. Verse 4 assures that leaders who lead by example will receive a crown of never-ending glory and honor when the great shepherd appears. Now, these are some of the basic facts that we need to remember when we consider what we should do or how we should deal with those who leave the church and move to another church. Believers in any church have freedom to move out from that church and join any other church. I personally believe that every believer should stay in the church where he or she is born into. I mean, the church where that person made the decision to give his or her life to Jesus. They must leave that congregation only when the Lord asks them to leave. I believe the congregation you worship with, interact with, and use your gifts is important for God, and therefore it is not advisable to move from one church to another without much prayer and direction of the Holy Spirit. I understand if you move to another city, you will have to leave your current church. In this discussion, we are talking exclusively about a believer or family moving to another church for any other reason or reasons. Today, I'm not going to talk about when someone should leave a church or whether someone should leave a church and move to another one. Our subject is how the leaders should respond when someone leaves the church. I know people can leave a church for various reasons, and leaders should be gracious to members who leave the church to become part of another church. What are some of the reasons why people would leave a local church? There can be several reasons, as I said earlier. One of them is that they have been hurt by someone in the church. Another reason is they feel they are not growing in the present church. They are not growing in the church where they are right now, in their current church. They do not know their purpose. They are talented and gifted, but they see no opportunity for using their gifts in the current church or in your church. Another reason I can think of is that they have been hurt by the teachings. And if they are hurt by your teachings, it can mean one of the two things. One, that you have been teaching something incorrectly, or you are teaching the right thing accurately, but your teaching is exposing their weaknesses. So they feel uncomfortable to stay in your church or in the current church, and they just want to leave. Another reason would be that someone in the church cheated them in a business deal or something of that sort, and they no longer want to remain in this church. Another reason I can think of is that God is asking them to leave your church. God may have several different reasons for asking somebody to leave a local church. These are some of the reasons I could think of. There could be more reasons why somebody would just leave their local congregation and move to another church. But regardless of the reasons, a leader or pastor should not persuade a believer or a couple or a family who have decided to move to another church. We should not persuade them to stay. Why should we not persuade people to stay? Or why we should not compel them to stay? I just gave you some of the reasons why someone would leave the church. Let's talk about them. Let's say God is asking a believer or a couple or a family to join another church or to start their own ministry. If this is the case, who are you to stop them? You have no right to do that. You should not be found fighting God. In other words, you should not become a hindrance for a brother or a sister or a family or a couple whom God has asked to leave and join another church, or whom God has asked to start their own ministry. Rather, you should help them in launching their ministry if God has asked them to start a ministry. Regardless of the reasons, a leader should meet with those who are planning to move to another church or those who have already moved to another local church. You must speak to that brother or sister or couple or family, whatever may be the case. You must find out why they are moving to another church. If they're leaving because they got a leading to do so, this is what you can do. You must thank them for what they have done for your church while they were with you. Your church means the church or the body of people Jesus has entrusted to you. Then you must pray with them. You must be happy for what God is doing in their lives. In addition to that, you must invite them to the church one day and publicly recognize their contributions and then release them. I would like to say a few important things that you need to remember. You do not own the church. The church belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid the price for each person or each believer in your church. You are the steward or the shepherd of your church, functioning on behalf of that great shepherd. If the great shepherd wants to move one person from one local congregation to another, it is his prerogative. Who are you to question his wisdom? What if somebody is leaving the church because they have some complaint against someone in the church? If somebody is leaving because they have some complaint against somebody in the church, you must address the complaint. Encourage the hurting person to go through the steps listed in Matthew chapter 18. Encourage him or her to talk to the wrongdoer. If you consider it appropriate, facilitate a meeting with the wrongdoer and let them sort out. You must ensure that they don't move to another church with wounds from someone in your church. If they say, "Pastor, you have hurt me by what you said or did," please seek their forgiveness. If they're leaving because they did not see any growth in your church, release them with love. They might have already found a church where they believe they will grow. If they have been hurt by something you taught, talk to them. Find out what exactly hurt them. In such cases, you and other leaders can pray and release such people publicly and honorably. It will be good to talk about their contributions in the church and thank them before the congregation. These actions will have a positive impact on your church also. By doing this, you are demonstrating your love for those who move to another church. And if you love the people who leave your church, the rest of the congregation will also love them. If you criticize the people who leave your church, they will also begin to criticize them. And if you would simply love these people and publicly admire them or recognize what they have done while they were in your church, the congregation will continue to love and respect those who leave. After people leave your church, leaders should be careful not to speak anything against them. If you ever talk about them in the church or in private, it should be about the good things they had done while they were with you. In some instances, an individual or family may run away from your church because they have committed some mistakes. They are not simply moving to another church, they are running away because they do not want to face those whom they have wronged. It is always good to speak to them. It is always good to address the matter. Help them to talk to the people they have wronged and admit their mistakes. We must strive to reconcile people in a biblical manner. Once the matter is correctly addressed and settled in a godly manner, you can invite them to continue in the church. This will give them an opportunity to prove their repentance and transformation. If they still want to move to another church, leaders should release them with prayer. I want to give you a word of caution here. A person might have genuinely admitted his or her mistakes and made a decision to change his or her ways. That does not mean they will not be tempted again. They may commit the same mistake or sin again. If they continue in your church, they have a better chance of transformation. But if they move to another church, it is advisable to let the leader of that church know why this person is moving to that church. Again, I don't mean that you should criticize the person who is moving from your church to another church, but it will be advisable for you to speak to the leader or pastor of that church and just warn him, just let him know why this person or why this family is moving to his church, so that that leader already knows about what this person or this family has done while you were with you, and that pastor may be able to help them overcome whatever weaknesses or whatever struggle they are going through. When it's a struggle, I mean the struggle to overcome a certain weakness or a certain habit pattern. As a matter of principle, I do not welcome believers from other churches unless they are coming to our meetings because they have moved from another city or state. In such cases, they will need a local church and we will be happy to welcome them. However, if someone from the same city wants to move to our church, we always insist that they talk to their pastor before joining our church. I always insist that they provide us the contact details of their pastor so that we can get his views about this person who wants to move to our church. We have turned away several people who refuse to give us clear information about their previous church or pastor's details. If leaders follow this principle, I believe churches will remain spiritually healthy. There will be less room for gossip and harmful activities. Leaders should recognize that every born-again Christian has a right to choose a church that he or she wants to be a part of. We must honor that freedom. Let's not forget that together, we all together make the body of Christ. So, regardless of the reasons, if someone wants to move to another church, we must let them go. We must release them with our blessings. We must be careful not to talk anything behind their back. If at all we talk, it should be only the good things. Please do not forget that as church leaders, we are functioning under the delegated authority of Jesus, the Great Shepherd. The church is His. The people are His. He paid the price for them. We do not own the sheep. In other words, we do not own the people of the church. So let us as leaders be a blessing to the congregation. Let us take good care of the congregation, each family, each individual, by following the biblical principles when someone decides to leave the church. God bless you.